Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good Tuesday morning to all. We are the Junkster coming live on 106.7 The Fan. The Team 980, Monumental Sports Network on the TV side. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, it's very simple. You go to cropmetcalf.com. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Good morning. Morning, boys.
Joined by Eric Bickle, too.
Good morning.
It's a three-man junk show getting you through. JP is on vacation in Puerto Rico, so you've got three of us taking you through this Tuesday. And we all woke up to just really terrible news, obviously, coming out of Baltimore. I mean, it's a huge story that a container ship overnight at approximately 1:30 in the morning struck one of the support beams of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing a total collapse of the bridge. Apparently, around 20 people, according to reports, have gone into the water. Vehicles gone into the water. I heard a report that a construction crew was working on the bridge overnight. It's a horrible story, and hopefully, you know, the rescue crews that are in the water are able to save people, and it doesn't become just a recovery of bodies that went into the water. It's just an awful story.
It's terrible.
Just heard about it when we came into work today. Just terrible.
I don't know how anybody could survive it, to be honest with you. It's a nightmare fuel when you see the video and everyone will see it.
Yeah.
By the time you get on your computer. Imagine how cold that water is. Yeah. It's going to take a while for people to get out. And, you know, it happened at 1:30 in the morning.
Right.
So I can't imagine that. You know, people were in the water. It must have been 5-10 minutes. I mean, like, how long can you even if you survive the impact, the fall, and how you're able to get out of your car or you know, whatever.
Water temperature is probably in the 40s.
It's freezing in there. Yeah. I don't even know how you could survive it. I don't know how anybody could.
It's just terrifying.
Absolute nightmare fuel.
And I don't even understand how. I know it was like a power failure on the boat. I don't get that. There could be a power failure. Not backups.
I don't know all the details about that. Obviously, those will come out. But I guess if the power does fail on a big, giant shipping container
it's huge.
And it's just listing in the water, like, I guess you just don't have control over apparently a vessel that size.
There were 13-knot winds, whatever the hell that means.
Yeah.
And it just kind of also maybe blew it in that direction, too.
Yeah.
They have, like, and it's sick. I mean, take it for what it's worth, but they're, like, you know, amateur engineer sleuths already tracking the path and deducing that, you know, it's not terrorism,
right,
that it was just a power failure or some sort of, you know, because the first thing you think of, oh, my God, the ship, you know, the bridge exploded or fell apart. Is that terrorism? But I think they've been able to rule that out.
Yeah.
And thank God it was the middle of the night. Imagine if that was rush hour.
Yeah, 7 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. And I'm
It's the Beltway. Like, that bridge is a part of the Beltway.
It's a major, it's a major traffic thoroughfare.
Just think of the 495 bridge collapsing.
Yeah. American Legion. Imagine American Legion going down.
Yeah. Except
this is much bigger.
I think I read, too, that that bridge is, it's like a destination for big trucks that are carrying hazardous material because they can't go through the tunnel. Like, they're prohibited from going through the tunnel. That's like a major artery for that sort of traffic. So now, like, where does that traffic go? Like, that's just just devastating. Like, I mean, she's going to paralyze the Baltimore area for, I would guess, weeks, if not months.
I think
you can't rebuild.
Going to affect them for years.
You can't rebuild that bridge in. Yeah, is it going to take years to
can't even
recover
fathom.
From?
But well, somebody was saying as I was driving in that when that was built, I guess it was only built in the 70s.
Yeah.
That they were going back and forth between a bridge or tunnel there.
Okay.
They decided to do bridge. And I guess the way that bridge is made, if one piece falls, the whole thing collapses.
Right.
The way it's engineered.
And I'm scared of a lot of things, but generally I'm not scared of like bridge collapses. I don't even think about it. It's not even like in my like thinking process when I'm driving across a bridge, like something's going to hit the bridge and it's going to fall into the water.
Ask me if it's in mine.
I'm guessing it's in yours.
Every single time I go over a bridge. Every single time I worry about plunging into
the
water.
Now, I know there are a lot of people that are bridge phobic. You know, like a lot of bridges, I know the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, and I'm sure other longer bridges, they offer people rides across the bridge. Like if you're scared to drive across the bridge, they'll get in your car, they'll drive you across the bridge. But I've never even really considered like a ship hitting like a support beam on a bridge while I'm driving on it.
Don't know how it's going to happen, but you do. I always just wondered terrorism. I just figured, because they've been talking about blowing up bridges for decades
now.
I mean,
It's like stuff you've seen in disaster movies. Yeah. Like you see like bridges like falling apart. Like, but
if that would have happened,
don't think it's going to happen in real life.
If that would have happened at 7 in the morning during rush hour, that's exactly what I would have thought.
Well, there'd be a thousand people in the water.
If there's only 20 people, it's literally a miracle. Although it's devastating to all those people and their families. I mean, doesn't get any worse. But it is like 9/11 vibes when you see it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's so traumatic and dramatic. It just stops you dead.
Like how it falls.
The scary part
like how
is
it falls.
The whole thing. Yeah.
Like you think about how long
in
it
a
took.
Second.
Think about how
gone.
Long it took to construct that bridge.
Yeah.
How many man hours and the labor that went into it, and a ship hits a support beam and it falls into the water in a span of what? Eight or 9 seconds? The whole thing's just in ruins.
Again,
I wonder when the power went out in the ship.
Where you see it flickering. It's flickering.
It's
on
probably
and off.
Just happened right before it hit the bridge and the bridge collapses, because obviously if it happened, you know, 20 minutes before it hits the bridge, he could have called somebody.
I think it's happening within a few minutes. But I don't know if your power, I don't know how this works, but if it's windy like that and your power goes out, how do you stop the big friggin' thing?
I mean, I don't think.
Apparently you don't.
That thing is so big and weighs so much. I think you're powerless. You're helpless.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You call 911 and you say, I've lost power of my ship. I'm going to hit the bridge.
I mean, I guess.
And then they get all those vehicles off. But if it happened, you know, 30 seconds before it hits the bridge, you got no shot.
And, I mean, I think that wasn't the ship under, like, a Sri Lankan flag?
It was called Dolly. Yeah, it was Singapore flag.
Like Singapore.
Do those guys even, do they know what 911 is in the United States? Would they even have the wherewithal
to
call?
They would have to.
I'm sure they have some sort of.
They got to be trained.
Water, I guess. You know, safety stuff. But it didn't look like there was much they could do.
Mm-mm.
But it is literally nightmare fuel when you see it. And you just, I mean, it stops you dead in your tracks. You don't even know how to function. I left my coffee in my kitchen. I was all out of sorts.
When I first heard the report, I mean, there's a key bridge in D.C. That's what I thought there was some sort of collapse on the Key Bridge here near Georgetown.
Mm.
I was like, that's weird. How would that happen? And then I heard more that it was in Baltimore, not here in D.C., obviously.
So that ship was just leaving Baltimore. It was going to Sri Lanka.
Okay.
That's how far
it was leaving the port to Baltimore.
Correct. And Baltimore's port is huge. I mean, that's a big, heavy traffic area. So it was just leaving. So it just probably pulled out.
Oh, that's just an awful story. Awful. But I mean, the only silver lining is it didn't happen at 1 p.m. in the afternoon or 4, you know, 5 p.m. during evening rush or during morning rush hour.
Yeah.
Like then there's countless numbers of vehicles on the bridge at that point.
I'm sure I've been on that bridge, but the one I'm always thinking of is the one that's on 95.
That's the Millard Tidings Bridge.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about the one that's really
the
high.
One over by where the cruise ship is.
Yeah, the real high one. That's
I don't know.
Not,
what's the name of that over there?
Not
I don't
sure.
know. It's just like an elevated road almost.
Yeah. But it goes over a river. I don't know what river it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's north of Baltimore.
I'm on the Delaware Bridge, you know, every week.
Mm-hmm.
And that Millard Tidings Bridge and whatever bridges. It's, you know, it's just haunting. I just feel horrible for the people. I don't know how the city recovers. I think traffic's going to be a freaking nightmare, right? Traffic's got to be diverted now, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where you send them.
So what does that connect from what part to what part?
Basically, that puts you in Dundalk.
Okay. So if you live in Dundalk and want to get south, yeah. How do you do that now?
Route 2. Okay. I'd take Ritchie Highway, maybe. Yeah, okay. Ritchie Highway.
Like all those people, they got to find new routes. All right, hold on. Let's go to Thomas in Oxon Hill. Hey, Thomas, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, man, I got about 20 trucks, man, and we cross that bridge like 4 times a day.
Oh,
wow. Hey, all your guys are safe, right?
Yeah. I was getting calls like during the middle of the night, you know, with alerts. I had no idea what was going on, but I woke up this morning. And it's like, wow, man. So now, you know, the crazy part is, you know, there was a contingency plan put in place for this, you know, many, many years ago. So a lot of the stuff we can get on the other side of the bridge. But it's getting there was going to be the problem because, you know, that whole lower Dundalk area is going to be just probably crowded with, you know, news cameras and, you know, MTA, you know, everybody's going to be there, probably DOT, NTSB.
Oh, yeah.
What is your business?
We deliver chemicals for water treatment plants.
Okay.
Yeah, so, like, we just touched on that. Like, you would have to take that bridge because you can't go through the tunnel. Is that correct?
Yeah, you can't go through the tunnel, 695 or 95. The other way, you have to go all the way around, like around by Towson.
Right.
Isn't there? There's a treatment plant in Essex too, isn't there?
Yeah, on the other side.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you do have alternate routes that you can do. Is that what your guys are going to do today?
Yeah, but it's going to add like another 2 to 3 hours to you. We have like 10 hours to drive to the day.
When did you get the first call?
Probably about 2:00.
Wow.
About 30 minutes after it happened. Yeah. Well, hang in there, man. I'm just thankful you guys are safe. Pray for the families involved and the rescuers. I don't know what else to say. It's kind of like one of those speechless kind of things.
Yeah, I haven't gotten there yet. I'm heading up that way, but I haven't gotten there yet. But where I got to go is like literally beside the bridge, so I know I'm going to have to deal with the Coast Guard, the NTSB, MTA, and everybody else. Because usually, you know, during, you know, heavy windstorms and things like that, when the bridge shut down, that's like a clogged artery. You know, you can't get through there. Yeah, it's like it's literally a 2-lane bridge on each side. So,
are you driving like an 18-wheeler? Like what kind of vehicle?
18-wheeler with a 5,000-gallon tank on the back.
Oh, jeez!
Wow.
Jesus, that's a manly job, right?
Yeah,
that,
it is.
Manly men do that job.
Yeah. You got to put on your big boy pants.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, be safe out there, man.
Yeah,
be safe.
Glad you guys are okay.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys, I've been listening to you all since 96, man.
Oh, thank you, man.
Appreciate it, buddy.
That's
appreciate
a long
it.
Time.
Be
we
safe, all right?
That.
All right.
All right, thank you, pal. Wow. I just can't even fathom. I don't even know how to function.
Yeah,
I'm all out of sorts leaving the house this morning.
Horrible news, you know, that hits pretty close to home, you know? I mean, I'd go up to Baltimore a good amount to see my son while he's doing med school there. Never went on the Francis Scott Key Bridge, but I mean, you see signs for it all the time. You know, like you're in that area, and it's obviously an important route.
No,
I think 11.5 million vehicles use it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Per year.
Isn't that the bridge we talk about sometimes? If you have trouble coming home from Ocean City, you can go that route, right?
I don't know.
We talked about that before. Remember, like, with the alternate route?
It's like a bailout spot.
Remember, my wife had a
storm. I know you like, go through Delaware, then come back north. I don't know if that's what you use.
If it's that bridge. Because I remember my wife and daughter got caught in,
I don't know. If you're going through the city, then you're going to use the bridge at some point.
Yeah. I've definitely been on it.
This is crazy. Yeah. I mean, again, the vessel was headed from Baltimore, or it was headed through Baltimore to Sri Lanka. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it just pulled out, but maybe it was just kind of coming through it. But this is just a terrible story.
How are people going to get to work?
We'll try to. Do
I mean, just
normal.
Think about it. Just think about how many people are still sleeping and have no
just
idea.
Waking up to this news.
No, it's it's like 9/11 vibes.
This will be if it's not the top story on the national news, it'll be one of the top three stories.
No! It's national. It's international.
Yeah, they're going to show the B-roll over and over.
Oh yeah.
All right, we'll try to keep the show as normal as possible, but still provide updates as we get them about the bridge catastrophe in Baltimore. Coming up later on the show, we've got Tarik El-Bashir to talk Washington Capitals. They've got a huge game tonight against the Red Wings. And we'll talk NFL draft with Tony Pauline coming up at 8. When we come back, we'll get into the Junk Sports page, including Caitlin Clark's last game at Iowa on her home floor, a gambling scandal in the NBA, and more. We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.